USA News. I'm Tim Berg. It's up to state governors to decide if the National Guard is needed to subdue anti-Israeli protests on college campuses. That's according to the Biden administration. House Speaker Mike Johnson earlier this week called on President Biden to call the National Guard up after visiting Columbia University. The speaker saying there's an appropriate time for the National Guard if protests aren't contained quickly. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise from Louisiana weighs in on what we're seeing on many college campuses across the country.
I think most people in America are disgusted by what they're seeing on these campuses. And it started, by the way, they brew their own hatred. A lot of these professors are teaching the hatred in the classroom. They don't make their Jewish students feel safe.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says he's raised the issue of China's provocations in the South China Sea during his meetings with China's president. Blinken speaking from Beijing on the last day of his China diplomatic visit.
In today's meetings, I discussed the PRC's dangerous actions in the South China Sea, including against routine Philippine maintenance operations and maritime operations.
Personal income in the United States was up 0.5% in March, in line with what analysts expected. Numbers out Friday from the Bureau of Economic Analysis show the increase accelerated from a 3.3% increase in February. Personal income from assets also saw a growth of 0.1%, primarily due to dividends. Meantime, personal spending saw an 8% increase for the month, beating market expectations. Millions in the central United States are under the threat of severe thunderstorms. The multi-day event is underway and expected to bring large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes to the region. Storms taking place Thursday that caused at least two tornadoes. Major cities that could be hit with multiple rounds of severe thunderstorms include Dallas, Kansas City, Omaha, and Des Moines. USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
President Biden is proposing an over 40% tax rate on the wealthy as Republicans defend former President Donald Trump's tax cuts. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Dan Muser sits on the House Financial Services Committee, and he says President Biden's tax and spend plans won't help the middle class and will only add to inflation.
This administration is tax and spend on steroids. Look at his next year's budget. Look what they've done so far. If it wasn't for a Republican majority, they would have spent another $1 trillion this year.
There's a big difference between 1 and 100. Corey Myers has a humorous details.
Mildred Kirschenbaum is going through her second childhood. She still enjoys traveling at the age of 100, but she often gets mistaken for an unaccompanied minor. Mildred is actually a former travel agent herself, so she understands how it happens. Every time she has to put in the year of her birth, she puts 23, as in 1923, but of course the system thinks it's 2023. She says it happens with several airlines, and the supervisor has to come to see her through security.
A new survey from LawnStarter.com finds that Los Angeles, San Francisco, Las Vegas, Denver, and New York are the top five cities for marijuana tourism. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.